body parts printed in a lab in a matter of days. It sounds like science fiction, but it is, in fact, the next frontier in biomedical engineering. In a major breakthrough for victims of head trauma, Australian researchers are using 3D printing to produce highly accurate bone replacements. They say it's significantly cheaper and quicker than current manufacturing methods, and patients are already successfully trialling it. Bridget Brennan reports.
After an accident, victims of head trauma often need to have part of their skull replaced. It can take weeks to manufacture cranioplasty implants. They're either handmade or reproduced with materials like titanium, costing thousands of dollars. A University of Sydney team has been trialling a new type of bone replacement on several patients. Biomedical engineer Dr. Philip Boughton has pioneered the invention.
It can be anything from motorbike accident situation through to one of our first patients was someone who'd unfortunately walked into a propeller. So it's very difficult to salvage skull bone when the trauma injury is so severe.
Using a patient's CT scans, the researchers used 3D printers to produce a sterile template of the missing piece of skull. It's moulded with a material called bone cement. It costs about $300 and it's ready within days. One of the researchers is PhD student Jeremy Kwasinski.
So we use this 3D image to determine exactly the shape and size of the missing segment of bone. And so we've treated patients with injuries from sizes of about a 20-cent piece to missing about 40% of the skull. We've seen quite a large range.
The team worked with neurosurgeons to make sure the replacements were sterile, and they can even be moulded with an antibiotic to fight infection. Dr. Philip Boughton says surgeons can now fit cranioplasty implants that are much more precise.
We're helping to address what can often be an emergency situation as close to the day when the patient comes in as possible. Implants are going to be starting to be patient-specific. Rather than fitting the patient to the implant, we're basically taking the patient's scans and customising the implantable to the patient.
Next, the researchers will try to regenerate bone and cartilage using the 3D printed templates. PhD student Jeremy Kwasinski again.
Well, I think it's very significant given the fact that we're working towards the patient-specific approach.
So using this method, could you potentially in the future, say, print a nose or an ear or a cheek implant?
Exactly. I feel that the cranioplasty itself is it's a feasibility examination. It's taking a relatively easily accessed point of view as a way to trial the technology. The potential exists well beyond just the skull, noses and cheek implants, and potentially in the future, collarbones and other aspects of the body are quite feasible.
You could print a whole body?
You could potentially print replacements for a whole body. Unfortunately, I'm not sure if printing a whole body would bring it all together, but as far as regenerative medicine goes, I think it's definitely a pathway to a new form of treatment.
University of Sydney researcher Jeremy Kwasinski, ending Bridget Brennan's report.